start this shindig. It's kind of a weak tap when I started the meeting, wasn't it?
Nice.
Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting on the 12th floor of the Capitol today. It is Wednesday, April 23rd, 2014, approximately 11:40 for the administrative portion of our meeting. We have a whole slew of items on consent. I have no opening comments before I pass consent to see if Randy or Julie has anything.
Well, my only opening comment is to discuss the items on our consent calendar. I'm not sure I want all these on consent.
Okay, let's, Julie, do you have anything else before we go to what? Okay, let's talk through them real quickly then, Randy. What do you,
I don't know how you want to handle this. If you want to take all but number six off of consent, or if we want to just take one off and deal with it before we go back to the consent calendar. But these cases of outside legal assistance, I guess I'm just wondering why we're doing what we're doing. I don't know if they're all the same or if that one explanation would take care of all of them or what, but I need to know why we're doing what we're doing here.
Sure. Well, let me take a swing and then Alana can fill it back in. With Mr. Norrell leaving here, we don't have any in-house counsel available. So the question, I guess, that I've talked to Alana about is in areas that we can have outside legal counsel, I prefer to do that. But if there's some that you'd like to do in-house, I guess we could see what time constraints are, if that's what you're...
Well, my concern, as much as I enjoyed having Ryan here, he left for a different job, and now we're signing all this work. And so I don't know, does he work here or doesn't he work here? Does he have time to do these?
He's assigned.
Or doesn't he have time to do these? Is it important that he do these because he's got so much work into them already? Or I just can't figure this out, what the status of things are.
I'll let Alana answer that. I know the answer, but probably better.
A couple of them, two or three of them, are where we have split staff, advocacy counsel, like Tom's backhoe, advocacy. You need someone to be counsel for the complainant, and that's what he was originally, because I'm counsel for the commission. Okay, so we split the staff. So that's the Tom's backhoe and the MDU cases, okay? The Menards was one that he had asked to do originally because it was the first one after the big Supreme Court case on the TIA, and it would be litigated and good experience, and we have an application fee. So he was on it from the beginning. Now, not much has happened, but he did ask to continue it, and we had the fee, so we can outsource it. The siting one, he had asked originally to do a wind farm before he left, and so when we were thinking who might do Sunflower Wind, he was going to do it in-house. Again, he's probably reviewed the app. It hasn't progressed all that far, but he had asked to do it. Now, he's done the conflict check with his law firm because he's part of a law firm. So it's very similar to anybody else we retain at a law firm, and he's done the conflict check, and I trust that he's got sufficient time to do the cases. The AT&T one, again, was his originally because he was doing public utility work and telecommunications work and would just continue as his. Again, that may not amount to a lot of work. At the time when he first took it on, he wanted to, again, we don't have many telephone cases, so it was like learning something about the telephone, competitive telephone business was the theory of it in the beginning. And then the title opinions, he had started on them. He's partway through them. And last year we had Sheldon Smith do them outside because we have money in AML grant, and that would be the same concept here, plus he's already started on them. I think it would be probably inefficient to switch on those, and I don't know that I would have time to do them. So we basically took cases that he already had that he showed an interest in, some of which were a few months back, well before he, like the Menards thing, before he gave the original notice, that we had funds available for, except for Tom's backhoe, which is going to be out of operating, but... again, you have a staff person filing a formal complaint, and you need a lawyer to question the witness and cross-examine the other witness and all of that. So that's Okay. That's where we came from.
Okay, thank you for that explanation. I do have one other general question on those six cases. Do I remember something correctly? Did we have kind of a time where attorneys could kind of submit their name for being chosen for outside counsel cases? Or how do we have kind of a list of them? And the bigger part of the question is he now on that? Or is this just wrapping up these cases because he had involvement?
We didn't have a specific time. We've had, originally we went looking for people that were interested, didn't have conflicts, wanted to work for the state, gave us a pretty reasonable rate, originally when we first started. Since then, we've had a couple people inquire, and we have, well, we haven't used Kelsey yet, but like Zach inquired, and the next opportunity we had, we retained Zach. And like for Sunflower Wind, I knew we needed somebody, and I had sent it to Ryan and to, and this was, I think, before he was gave notice, but to Zach and Mitch and Ryan and to Matt Sangsveen. I had sent an email. Is anyone interested? Do you have the time? I think the hearing will be such and such. And they all offered to do it, not Matt Sangsveen, but Zach, Mitch, and Ryan. But Ryan came in and said, you know, I wanted to do a wind, I wanted to at least try to do one wind farm. So I said, that's fine, you know, good, that's good for you. So I have not, like, opened it up, but I'm open to suggestions. I got a letter from Kelsey when he started at the new firm, and Kelsey is on the probably going to use you soon list. We just haven't had that many, really, to bring on board lately. But that's – I think that Ryan, and I will ask him, but I think he probably hopes to be on that outside counsel list. But I don't know, and he won't maybe know for sure until he – finds out how full his schedule is.
But we did a concerted effort, at least twice since I've been here, to go out and try to find more people in that pool.
Yes.
So maybe we just need to do that again. It never hurts.
Yes.
But it's tough to find people out there. And
many have conflicts. There's only so many firms, and many have conflicts, and many are making a much larger per hour rate doing other things. But I'm always open if you know of anybody, and I will make another effort to.
But Alana and I did talk about this, Randy, so it's not like we kind of went through this, and I said, well, if there's any problems, we'll kind of work through it. So yeah. She didn't just arbitrarily do this. We did have this discussion.
And I
shared my concern of making sure as we go forward, we make sure we're doing as much as we can in-house and tied into our discussion about how we hire this next attorney and some of those things.
You mentioned the rate that a lot of attorneys make more doing other things. Do we have a set rate? Or because it seems like I've seen they charge different rates and we pay them.
They do charge different rates. They tell us what their rate is when we first inquire. Mitch he started a lower. It's gone up. Brian Schmidt, who was in the same firm, is still lower. Mm-hmm. So that's why you're seeing different rates. And Zach has a rate and Ryan gave me a rate. Now, after this motion, and we do have this attorney general needs to appoint Ryan specifically for each case. So that request has been made, and the assurance has been given by Liz that it will be done effective the 23rd. So it fits with this, you know, or the 22nd. I can't remember at this point what they were going to use, but after his employment. And then we will send him these motions, and I expect him to then do a letter that will have, you know, the agreement, the retainer, or the contract agreement, and have a rate in it. So,
when was the last time we circled around with the Attorney General? Because when Matt was doing work for us, it was a good deal, and then they didn't have anybody after Matt left. But that might be worthwhile to see if we can get somebody from there back in the queue.
Well, I did for Sunflower Wind, but he didn't respond at all. He had told me a few months back that they were too busy.
No, he being Matt, you mean?
Matt.
Well, but why don't we send a note to Wayne, the AG, and just say, hey, and let him get him some visibility that we'd like.
Okay. I sent it to Matt because he's the natural – it's usually a natural resource case kind of related, and he's head of that division, and I thought that's where they might come from.
But when Matt was doing these before, he was not in natural resources.
No, he was.
So he was not part of that when he was doing the work before, so maybe it doesn't – that's what made me think of a broader picture.
I'll do that. I'll send it to him. And again, he had said maybe I can do some in a few months or we can do some in a few months. So I do try to keep the feelers out and keep it aware.
Randy, did you have any particular concerns that weren't addressed in this, though, or is it more of a...
No, I am fine with keeping these on the consent calendar and taking them in a block and approving them. And primarily based on the fact that in most of these cases he's already got work into it, that we'd have to pay someone else to get up to speed on. I don't want us to get into a routine, though, now of where, just because Ryan used to work here, that all of our outside work goes to him and we diss others who have requested to or have already helped us out in the past.
I will say one thing on that front. I would never do something like that. What tends to happen is that a similar case will maybe get the same lawyer, like Enbridge. Mitch has Enbridge expertise. We know he has no conflicts. He did the last line and the line after that. And so he may end up being the one that does the next Enbridge line because there isn't the learning curve. I mean, that sometimes just happens naturally, but I do try to be, you know, fair and an equal sort of in the opportunity for those who want to work for the state.
Does, when we hire or when we go with, I don't know if we hire them, and somebody from Wayne's office, do we pay an hourly rate to them, or how does that work?
We pay an hourly rate every time we talk to the AG's office. We have, thank God, authority in grain elevators for legal advice from the AG's office, and so there will be bills that trickle in.
But their rate is usually less than
the outside rate. It's less, yes. Okay. I will make the inquiry again and make sure that the different division heads know also, but I will say that they are swamped. They are swamped, yeah. And they have openings too, I believe. And so I don't know that.
But at least we can go back on record that we asked.
That we asked, exactly.
And that's the point, that then somebody asks us, we can say, well, we asked. They're busy.
Exactly.
Anything else before we would vote on this?
No.
All right. I would move passage of the items on consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. We have just one item on discussion, unless we want to add more. And then Julie wanted to talk about EPA comments and just... From my background, when John sent those back out to the three of us, I gave a copy to that fella. I can't remember his name now.
Joe something.
Joe, I sent him that. But I think you're going to the follow-up with why he didn't see him. Or
no, I was wondering about submitting additional comments if we wanted to, because it seemed to me that Joe was suggesting we ought to do that with in regards to encouraging the EPA to support flexibility on new construction that would allow for sort of a campus approach that would we talked to Joe about this, allow for a new high-efficiency coal facility teamed up with some sort of a lower carbon-emitting facility that combined would be under a certain threshold. And this was a concept he mentioned at that meeting, and something that I think would be far better than just a flat 1,100 parts per million. What is it? Tons. 1,100 tons.
1,100 threshold. Pounds per megawatt.
Threshold that they have set now for new construction. So I'd like to submit those comments. Just wanted to see if you guys are interested in doing that jointly or not.
I have no problem adding on to that. That's fine with me.
I would work on it. It's for me, it's going to depend on what the comments are. You know, it becomes a fine line when I get frustrated when government picks winners and losers, even when we're the winner. You know, it's not what they ought to be doing. They ought to be making good policy for the nation, not just choosing us as the unique winner this time, but then the next 100 times we're the loser, and we should accept it. So
I would see this as better policy. I mean, I think this is better policy than what they're suggesting because it offers more flexibility.
The other thing, and it's just sort of an irony, it doesn't really probably have to do with your suggestion, but, you know... So here they're basically shutting down activity by having this period open and and not telling us what their final decision is.
Yeah.
So while it's open, they effectively have shut everything off. And they continue to keep things open, like over the weekend now we've seen it with the XL pipeline, because they have so many comments, they haven't had time to process them yet. And then they go around the country encouraging people to make more comments. So effectively they win without ever making a decision. And so, and then, yeah. I mean, one more comment is not going to add to it. It's the fact that they're getting them by the hundreds of thousands or millions. So I don't mind working on it, but it's for me to sign on to it, it's going to have to be a part of policy, not just give us some unique exception.
Right. Agreed.
Okay. The let's see. I'll ask Lana to do this. Can you verify that the EPA did, in fact, receive our comments? Because it was troubling when the individual went to the EPA record and pulled off all the states that had commented, and he didn't find ours.
Well, I'll figure out how.
Yeah.
I can't today because I don't know how.
I understand that, because I guess I just, you know, I just figured that once we submitted to the address that we did, and I know we submitted to the address that we did, that they would send something back to us, or there's a, you know, like, a, I don't, if we just wanted to close the loop, because there's a chance that he just missed our comments when he pulled them off. And there's also a chance that our comments never made it.
That's true. I don't even know who filed them.
Sarah.
Okay.
Did you? John took a copy of what?
And I hand-delivered them to Gina McCarthy.
I was going to say, we hand-delivered them.
We hand-delivered, and but she did, when she received them, she did say, are you filing these online too? And I said, yes, we are. We'll and Sarah did.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Okay. So I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. I knew it wasn't me. So, okay, we'll figure out how to verify.
Yeah, and John has the – he was the one that produced the hard copy of it for me with all the addresses and just – like I said, just to make sure our stuff got where it was supposed to be.
Okay, I'll do it.
We may have to carve it in their marble floor. To
could be. All right.
Filed get them the point yourself.
Home. I know. Okay, any other discussion items my colleagues wanted to add to our discussion? Okay. Going once, going twice. We've got about a gazillion things to schedule. Okay, work session, Temp Telecom. That's not the guys that just pulled it out? Pulled off the discussion? No.
Tempo.
Tempo. All right. So when would you like to do this? Well, let me ask this question. Have they complied with everything we've asked for in previous cases?
They, in the interim, since the informal hearing, they provided some financial information and also an amendment to the application. So in talking with Mike Diller, I think there's some issues with the financial information provided that maybe should be discussed.
So it's not as easy as you could just put together a draft. There's some issues you want us to discuss.
Correct.
Okay, that's fair enough. Okay, well, when are you ready, Julie Prescott, to do this? Today at 2 o'clock? I'm just... when would you like to do this?
Certainly. This week or next?
Okay, well, let's look here.
I did not check with Mike.
Actually, tomorrow, we'll talk about that later. Tomorrow morning, I don't have any conflicts. Do you guys?
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning. I know the afternoon that one or both of you might be gone.
Tomorrow morning.
It would have to be right away at probably, I don't know how complex, is an hour enough?
Sure.
I would think so, but
9.
It could maybe be at 8:30 or something.
Julie, you seem reluctant. If you're not ready, that's fine. We'll pick a different date. Don't try to force it.
Yeah.
Just because I don't have Mr. Diller's schedule, and he probably should participate.
Okay, well, let's jump to the next week.
As in Mike Diller?
Right. Well, we are being recorded.
He just got promoted. He's a mister now.
Busy.
Well, somebody better go get him because we won't have a schedule for any other day either, I suppose. Huh?
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Let's move on, though.
Yeah, let's move on then. Let me just throw this out there. The 29th, is that open for you guys to do something on?
Wide open for me.
I have a conflict over lunch, but that's it. Julie, do you have the same conflict, I suppose, over lunch?
Yeah, I'm actually have a meeting in the morning and then that, so one would be, I'm available in the afternoon.
How about this, Julie Prescott? Could you say 1:30, that'd be okay?
Sure.
How about we'll say 1:30 on the 29th for the workshop or temp telecom discussion. If that doesn't work with Mike, then he needs to fix whatever he's got to fix. Okay?
1:30 on the 29th.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, now you'd like to talk about the formal hearing for the Belle Fourche pipeline siting application.
I would. And on this I have
give us what you got.
Six dates upcoming, the first being June 23rd.
Holy moly, huh?
It is. The schedules are very full with all the participants.
That's open for me.
June 23rd and June 30th would be options in June.
The 30th does not work for me, but the 23rd does.
Well,
I'm fine with 23rd work, Randy?
Yes.
Julie said that might work. Mm-hmm. And where would we be going for this?
And visiting with Commissioner Fedorchek, probably one hearing in Dickinson.
Okay. That made me think you were going to say two hearings. No, that's fine. It's 10 miles, right? Or 20 miles. 20 miles, 10 inch.
Line.
Sounds good to me. So we could do that at 9 o'clock their time? Does that sound reasonable? Probably drive to that one. So we could leave at 8 and we'd be there.
Well, that would put us there at
10 our time. Easy. If you leave at 8 our time.
Their time. I always think of leaving and arriving at just about the same time when you go to Dickinson.
That's very true.
Because you.
So we could leave at 8:30 and arrive at.
Because what? Because I speed. I believe in supporting the Common Schools Trust Fund.
So do you?
But it's more than 70 miles to Dickinson, so let's not cut it too close.
It depends what.
Okay, if we want to start at 9 their time, right? Is that right? Or do you say 10?
That's what I threw out there.
9 their time.
9
okay.
Their time, 10 our time. We could leave at 8:30.
Perfect.
So 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And we don't even need a plane for that. We just need a room. The college is a good room. The Clefstead Auditorium is a brilliant place to have it. Okay. And that's plenty of time with all the notices.
Can you spell
that? Clefstead? Kaystead.
June 23rd.
All right.
This is June 23rd?
This is June 23rd.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. The performance reviews is for scheduling, but it was just a note that, Daryl, can you get a note out reminding everybody to... What's the deadline for those?
The end of May, commissioners.
Okay, so can you get those?
I will get that out.
And then for Randy and Julie and I, we should just have a quick talk. How did we do it last year? I can't remember. I did Steve's and Alana's and Daryl's, right?
Correct.
And then you would have done, Julie, did you do Mike and Pat's?
Mm-hmm.
And you would, Randy would have done Jim and Sue's.
Forever.
Yeah. Do we want to keep that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I didn't miss anybody. Do we want to keep that same or do you want to rotate? I'm indifferent.
No, let's just keep it.
Okay, so that's what we'll do then. So, okay, so that's who we are doing what to whom there. All right.
And did we last year, do we do those after they have completed their reviews of their people?
That would be your call.
Okay.
I don't think we'd, however you want to do it.
Okay. That's their reviews of their people, we need... Before we talk about the pay, bonuses and salary and stuff, that was, I think, the...
That's probably what I'm thinking
which
of.
We had to have done in advance.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, MDU PI meeting. Mr. Nitschke, you have representatives from MDU here still.
So we do have... we have four dates that they have given us to look at a PI meeting.
Okay.
The first one they have is May 6th, but that is also a commission meeting.
Yeah, that won't fly.
That won't work. The other is May 12th in the afternoon.
We'll be in Hebron that morning.
All right. The May 19th in the afternoon.
No.
And then May 21st.
How about this, though? Could you go back to them and ask about... No, that wouldn't work either.
May what?
It would.
May 21st is the last one. That's any time in the day.
Mm. No.
No.
It's oil and gas.
So none of those work. Okay.
What else you got? I'll give you a May 8th or the 15th for me. How about Julie and Randy?
I'd say no if they're not on here in May.
No, the 15th would have worked for me, but the 8th wouldn't.
The 15th does not work for me.
Okay.
Well, let's go back to the 12th at Hebron. Do we have that scheduled till 2 p.m. And is that Mountain Time? No, that's Central Time. And Hebron's much closer than Dickinson, so we'd be back here by 3. Could we have a pie meeting at 4?
You know, we always maybe, you know, who knows, it could be done in 2 hours, but I never like doing hearings or doing something contingent, but I don't know.
It makes me nervous, too, because you just don't.
You tend to want to rush your hearing.
Think they're going to go fast and they don't, or sometimes we don't think they will and they do.
Although I suppose MDU would understand if we didn't make it back too. It's not like someone from the public is coming from Fargo for this or something like that.
But you're
and
blocking off a fair number of staff people's schedules.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just throw that out there.
Do you have any?
Is there an urgent topic? Yes.
They just did pick dates on calendars. Do you have anything later than the 21st of May?
27 or 9. 30th. 27 or 9 is open for me. Of May.
Let's see. I have a 1:30 meeting on the 27th, so I'd be available that morning.
I'm kind of the opposite. I got Upper Great Plains in the morning, but not in the afternoon. But the 29th, I'm open.
Okay. Julie, 29th?
In the morning.
Okay.
Ready? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Holy moly. Eureka.
Okay. 29th.
I'll try. I'll see if that works, and then I'll just get
What time are we looking at? Like 9?
Yeah, I always like good old-fashioned 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Sure. You want 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do this. Esther, can you just put it in our schedule and... Same thing, MD, you guys figure it out.
Right.
As tight as the schedule is. Okay, May Directors Meeting. Daryl. Wow. What do we just decide we have left for dates? What do we have the 6th? Do we have anything? Could we do a Directors Meeting after the informal? That gets kind of late, too.
I could.
Do we do anything the night of the 6th? So we could do a 3 o'clock?
But on the 8th, didn't we have time?
I don't.
Oh, you don't. So we've got commission meeting, informal, and oof. What's our informal that afternoon?
Nothing as of right now. We always got to go back and check, though.
Yeah, well, maybe we won't have one, so then we could move it up if we don't have an informal.
May 6th.
Okay, yeah, let's plan on it.
May 6th at
3?
3 o'clock.
Unless the informal gets canceled, in which case we move it to 1:30.
Okay, that's fair.
Would be MDU, McKinsey Electric, MDU.
Oh,
that's right, because it was in the 6th, and it doesn't come till the 30th.
Okay, well, so that'll work. That's fine.
3 p.m. is okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, what was this? Too many people were talking at the same time. Did we schedule something for May 6th or no?
For the informal. That won't take more than an hour.
Okay.
1:30 to 2:30, then we could start it as soon as the informal's done, or 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Need a time certain, so put 3.
Mm-hmm. All righty. I had something that I wanted to add to my colleagues real quick, if you guys could indulge me a little bit longer here. A little bit of cleanup on our meetings. For some reason, okay, we have the May down fine. We have meeting 6th and May 28th for our commission meetings. But June 11th, for some reason, I'm not showing the morning commission meeting. I have the informal, but I don't know. If that's it, Esther, we might have to resend that out, but it's not showing on the calendar.
It might have not been accepted. That's why it's not on your calendar.
Could you resend out that maybe just because Randy had the same problem with his?
Mine is on here.
June what?
June 11th, the morning meeting. Yeah, that's fine. If it's just me, then that's, do you guys?
Well, mine shows up on here, but it's like a lighter colored font than everything else.
Hasn't been accepted.
Yeah, hasn't been accepted. Then. You got to accept.
Yeah. Hmm. All right, that's fine. I'll just I'll add it to mine. But there's something weird about it.
I hope there's no people under 30 listening to us.
Okay. So then we have June 11th. June 25th, we're down for a commission meeting, right? Everybody's tracking that?
Oh, that's yep. Good.
Okay. And then I have down July 11th because we had a conflict for Commissioner Crisp on the 9th. I'm sorry, July 10th.
July 10th.
That's an off-cycle date, but it's still that's what I'm still showing. And yep. Then July 30th,
I assume. Commission meeting at 1 on that day, right?
Yes.
10th?
Yep. Okay. Yep. And no informal. Then we go out to July 30th. Then there was quite a jump to August 20th, correct?
Correct.
Three-week block. And then what I wanted to propose today to Randy and Julie, if that's okay, is a commission meeting on the 3rd. And then either the 17th or the 24th for September. I didn't have a preference, but I wanted to get those down for September.
The 3rd and what's the other day, Commissioner?
Well, I'm asking first here.
Oh, okay.
The 3rd, then either the 17th or the 24th, depending upon all your schedules at this time.
Okay, say that again. I'm sorry. I was looking at something else.
Okay, I'd like to do a commission meeting the 3rd for sure.
Of?
September. And then the second one for September, either the 17th or the 24th, doesn't really matter to me.
Yeah, I'm tied up on the 3rd.
Okay. Well, so we have
but could we just move it to, like, the 2nd?
We could.
Is that the day after Labor Day?
It is.
Yes.
We talked about that reliability summit, the 4th and the 10th. That's why I was thinking that we...
I have a commitment out of town on the 3rd.
On the 3rd?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, what about when's our next meeting?
Can we lock in that reliability 7th and 10th?
We've already got it blocked off, the 4th and the 10th.
Can we lock it in for the 10th?
Well, we're doing two. Oh. So, yeah, the one that you've got Claire committed to is the one in Fargo. Yeah.
Well, this is where it gets
okay,
changed.
So when's our... we don't have any meetings set up for September, right?
No, right, that's but I want to get them down because our calendars are filling up. Okay, but we're off.
Well, what about
Monday.
The 9th?
Well, the 9th we have Lignite Council meeting.
The 11th?
No, it's always a bad day. September 11th always got stuff going on. That's why. How about this September 2nd in the afternoon for just a commission meeting?
Okay.
That way we kind of get on a schedule there. So if we went September 2nd and we started at 1:30, we'd have the morning to kind of make sure everything is all squared away. And then we could jump out, get as best we can to a schedule. We could go the...
17th.
The September 2nd is at 1:30, did you say, or 1? Or?
That's what I was saying 1:30 was just a recommendation.
Okay.
And then I would say we could go to the 17th or the 24th, one of those two. Either one is open for me now.
Well, what was the – is there a next date after that that we can kind of center off
well,
of? Or?
I have a conflict October 1st, so that's what I was trying to span. If we did the 17th, we could do 3 weeks then, or we could do the 24th, it would be 3 weeks since the 2nd.
Either one.
I'd rather do the 17th.
Yeah, that's fine.
It doesn't make any difference to me between those two dates.
Okay, so September 2nd at 1:30, and then September 17th, like we always do, morning meetings at 10, informals in the afternoon.
So on the 2nd then, you want an informal after that also?
No, informal, just a meeting. And then, okay, then let's see. Then October or September 17th, normal schedule. And then could we jump to October 8th?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We could jump to October 8th and do like we normally do, 10 o'clock afternoon. And then could we jump to the 22nd of October?
Mm-hmm.
Randy, that work for you?
Yep.
Okay, then let's jump out This is where I don't want to have a meeting the day after the election, quite honestly, November 5th. So we could either, and the next week after that is you've got Veterans Day and all those things. So, and we've got NARUC the 16th to the 20th. So I didn't know if
for any of you. You don't want to do the 12th?
We could. I was thinking is maybe that you've got Thanksgiving coming too. What I thought about is we could maybe do our meetings in November, the 6th of November and the 20th of November. They're Thursdays. But that way we would have our two meetings with informals, sure. And we could bracket around NARUC and Veterans Day and Thanksgiving.
Those work for me. Mm-hmm. The 6th and 20th, you said.
The 6th and 20th, so those are Thursdays. Esther, you got that? Okay. And then we can jump into December, and if we do one the 20th of November, then two-week jump would be December 4th, which is right after the telecom stuff.
Do you want to keep them on Thursdays or jump back to
Wednesdays?
Oh,
good point. Yeah, you're a good catch. Go. Do you want it? We could go the 3rd. It's a telecom, but that's the last day of the telecom thing.
They usually have that breakfast and stuff, but we should be fine done with that. Be back here by 10.
Okay. So let's tentatively or put down December 3rd, same thing, 10 o'clock in the afternoon of formals. And then this is where, I don't know how Randy and Julie, you guys want to do it. We could do our year-end meeting on the 19th or the 17th, or do you want to schedule something? We could add, I guess, too, at the end of it. So should we just put a placeholder on the 17th?
Yeah.
Okay, the 3rd and the
17th. I think we should plan on it because it seems like December gets kind of busy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And then if we have to add a year-end meeting like we did this year to wrap up some stuff, we could do that.
Well, should we just schedule the 31st and we can always unschedule it as we get closer if it doesn't look like we need something, but then we remember, we look at our calendars and see there's something on that day and hold it?
I'm indifferent.
Yeah.
Would you like to schedule a
case? I don't know.
Let's not schedule in case people take vacation time too, staff. I mean, unless there's a reason
to
have it.
Yeah.
Staff likes to take time. And me too, take time off.
So December 17th we'll schedule.
3rd and 17th, correct. And then, Daryl, while we're thinking in December, our employees' party.
That's correct.
Is there anything wrong with having that on the 18th or the 19th?
The 18th would be the better time to do that because then we have those people that are off on Friday to be able to attend. So the 18th would be fine.
Randy and Julie?
Looks okay now, but.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, if we build it, they'll come, right? Let's tentatively plan for that 18th on Daryl then.
Okay.
Okay. Now, last question I have is for my colleagues, Randy and Julie. Since it's 12:30, do we have time at 2 o'clock for the three of us to get together and just talk about a couple personnel updates? Since we have no informal?
I think I do, but I feel like I've added something this afternoon.
Did you say two?
We've got, when is Alliance? I'm meeting with Alliance at 3. Are you guys doing
You're that? The first one. I'm at 4.
Oh, okay.
You're 3. You're 3:30, right, for Alliance?
Yeah. No, that works.
I was so far scrolled out here. Yeah.
Do we need an hour?
No, I don't. I don't know how long it'll take.
I'm at 3:30, yeah.
Whatever you say, Jules.
Well, let's say an hour.
All right, so 2 o'clock, Esther, could you just put this to three commissioners, personnel discussion, and we don't need anybody for that, just the three of us. Okay, what did I forget, commissioners? Oh, Patrick Fawn.
Oh, yeah, I forgot something.
Okay.
What was it again?
special meeting.
Oh, yeah.
We just finished a meeting.
In December?
April 25, 8, 9.
All right. This is on the tariff or something?
This is on MDU's compliance tariff for their gas rate.
Okay. And when would you like to do it, Commissioner?
I guess that's up to – it's just a short meeting, right? 5 minutes or so, and so we were trying to tag it on, and you guys had kind of wanted to tag it on to first Pat had suggested before the 10:30 Enbridge thing, but I won't be here early. I'll barely make it by 10:30, so I suggest we could do it either at the end of that, so 11:35, Or we could do it on in advance of some of those meetings on Monday, either at 5 to 9 or 5 to 1.
Let's just do it Friday at 11:35, and then it's done with.
Does that work for you, Randy?
That works for
Randy. I wasn't sure if you were available then.
I have something lined up with Josh and Krista, but I'm sure they'll push their schedules back one more time.
We'll be quick.
Okay, so 11:35, a special meeting, and that'll force us to be done in 1 hour at a work session. It's the first work session, so we're not going to solve anything that first. Okay, Julie, anything else?
Nope.
Randy, anything else? Going once in the crowd? Twice? All right, we'll go ahead and close the administrative portion of our meeting. Thank you all.